Of Mr. Ames's entertaining but hasty and desultory work, called Mariner's Sketches, all the books professing to give life at sea have been written by persons who have gained their experience as naval officers or passengers, and of these, there are very few which are intended to be taken as narratives of facts. Now, in the first place, the whole course of life and daily duties, the discipline, habits, and customs of a man of war are very different from those of the merchant service. And in the next place, however entertaining and well-written these books may be, and however accurately they may give sea life as it appears to their authors, it must still be plain to everyone that a naval officer who goes to sea as a gentleman, with his gloves on, as the phrase is, and who associates only with his fellow officers and hardly speaks to a sailor except through a bosun's mate, must take a very different view of the whole matter from that which would be taken by a common sailor. Besides the interest which everyone must feel in exhibitions of life in those forms in which he himself has never experienced it, there has been, of late years, a great deal of attention directed toward common seamen, and a strong sympathy awakened in their behalf. Yet I believe that, with the single exception which I have mentioned, there has not been a book written professing to give their life and experiences by one who has been of them and can know what their life really is. A voice from the forecastle has hardly yet been heard. In the following pages, I design to give an accurate and authentic narrative of a little more than 2 years spent as a common sailor, before the mast in the American Merchant Service. It is written out from a journal which I kept at the time, and from notes which I made of most of the events as they happened, and in it I have adhered closely to fact in every particular, and endeavored to give each thing its true character. In so doing, I have been obliged occasionally to use strong and coarse expressions, and in some instances to give scenes which may be painful to nice feelings, but I have very carefully avoided doing so whenever I have not felt them essential to giving the true character of a scene. My design is, and it is this which has induced me to publish the book, to present the life of a common sailor at sea as it really is, the light and the dark together. There may be in some parts a good deal that is unintelligible to the general reader, but I have found from my own experience, and from what I have heard from others, that plain matters of fact in relation to customs and habits of life new to us, and descriptions of life under new aspects, act upon the inexperienced through the imagination, so that we are hardly aware of our want of technical knowledge. Thousands read the escape of the American frigate through the British Channel and the chase and wreck of the Bristol trader in the Red Rover, and follow the minute nautical maneuvers with breathless interest, who do not know the name of a rope in the ship, and perhaps with none the less admiration and enthusiasm for their want of acquaintance with the professional detail. In preparing this narrative, I have carefully avoided incorporating into it any impressions but those made upon me by the events as they occurred, leaving to my concluding chapter, to which I shall respectfully call the reader's attention, those views which have been suggested to me by subsequent reflection. These reasons, and the advice of a few friends, have led me to give this narrative to the press. If it shall interest the general reader and call more attention to the welfare of seamen, or give any information as to their real condition, which may serve to raise them in the rank of beings and to promote in any measure their religious and moral improvement, and diminish the hardships of their daily life, the end of its publication will be answered. R.H.D. Jr., Boston, July, 1840. Departure. The 14th of August was the day fixed upon for the sailing of the brig Pilgrim on her voyage from Boston round Cape Horn to the western coast of North America. As she was to get under way early in the afternoon, I made my appearance on board at 12 o'clock in full sea rig and with my chest.